Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/FUTURE.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're going to Norway, where we're joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
Very well. Are you attempting to buy Norway? Is that why you're there?
I am. That's right. Yes, that's all the talk here, of course, about Trump, as you can imagine. You know, even us scientists worry about him, you know.
Well, of course. Now, you want to give us some good news, and it's about the power of positive thinking.
Yeah, it's amazing about this reading. And just this morning, there was a talk about this because there was a paper published last week in Nature Medicine, a very eminent medical journal, which says, if you think positively, vaccines work better, you see. And it's the most unlikely kind of thing. But the data really stacks up that just positive thoughts kind of boost your immune system. So this may be a new way to enhance vaccine efficacy, is the idea.
Now, is it the same as the placebo effect? I know when you're doing drugs trials, it's one thing you have to be very careful about, that it's not the drug that's doing you good, it's just that you think it's doing you good.
Yeah, similar. Exactly. Yeah, they think it's there's overlap here, obviously. Placebo is very funny, but you can tell someone you're giving them a dummy pill, right? And yet it seems to have an effect on the person. And maybe the dummy pill is causing a positive thought to happen in their minds, you know? And there's no doubt the placebo effect is real. It's things like pain, for instance. Any trial with new painkillers is kind of confounded by this placebo effect. So something to do with the brain responding in a way that would help, say, a dummy pill work. And this might be similar.
So the question of trying to prove this positive thinking and vaccine efficiency or effectiveness, how do they do it? How do they do the test?
Yeah, it seems unlikely. Let's start with that. When I read it first, I didn't quite believe it. But it was 85 people and they were told to think positively. Now, what that meant was imagine a future trip you want to go on. Anticipate something exciting was the second thing they told them to do. A third one, Pat, was to recall something pleasant in your life, right? They did that over the course of four sessions.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/FUTURE.
Then they gave them the vaccine. It was a hepatitis B vaccine, actually. Then they measured antibodies 2 weeks and 4 weeks later. So it's quite an elaborate protocol. Mm-hmm. And guess what, Pat? 2 weeks and 4 weeks, a much stronger antibody response in the ones who had thought positively. And then in the same people, right, they got them not to think positively and they didn't see the boost. So that was it was controlled within the same population, if you know what I mean. So it's really kind of robust evidence that this positive thinking does seem to somehow boost the immune response.
So, I mean, here's the issue then. People, you know, there are people who don't like getting vaccines. So if you're going to get your flu vaccine because you feel you have to, rather than because you want to, that could limit the effectiveness of the vaccine. You know, the person who's, oh, I better go and get this. And another person saying, if I go get this, I won't get the flu this winter.
This is it. And there's some evidence for that, Pat, as well already. Vaccines are variable. Some work really well, really protect people strongly, less, some for less, you know, and maybe this is one aspect to that. What was good as well, Pat, was they were asking doctors and nurses to say to the person, we're going to do our best to take care of you. Or I've seen this vaccine work in others. Just positive statements from the healthcare provider might change the mindset in the person being vaccinated. And then they're predicting this might be part of the protocol in the future when you go to get your vaccine. Maybe if the nurse says something positive, you know, the vaccine might work even better is the idea.
And this is a vaccine because you can measure the response to a vaccine by looking at the antibodies. But just generally in healthcare, you know, you've got the doctor or the nurse coming to you and say, God, you're looking great today. The medicine must be working. would that have a boosting effect on what you're taking?
Well, again, that is your placebo in a sense, isn't it? I mean, the placebo is funny, but you can give someone a dummy pill, tell them it's a dummy pill, right? And even then it might work in them. You know, so it's this power of suggestion, I suppose. And what I like about this study is, Pat, it was a part of the brain was lighting up in these people. It's called the ventral tegmental area. Positive thinking lights up that part of the brain. And they could correlate the strength of that brain signal with the vaccine response. And that's why we think this is quite a robust study. So in other words, it wasn't just someone, say, filling in a form how they were feeling. They were imaging the people's brains by MRI and they were correlating the two. So that's why it's been given a lot of prominence, I suppose. It was sort of very quantitative analysis.
And finally, if there are other things that are wrong with you, you know, if you have a cancer diagnosis or maybe a bacterial infection, does positive thinking have any impact on those?
Well, you got to be careful. They make that very clear. It doesn't work on its own necessarily. You need a kick to get the thing going. The vaccine was giving the kick to the immune system and the positive thinking was enhancing it, you know. So the notion that we could treat infectious diseases just by positive thinking seems less likely. Although you do hear anecdotal reports of people who are more positive having less infections, but they're not suggesting that. You know, you still need to use the usual treatments and it's a question of just enhancing them is the idea, really.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us now.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.